Former U.S. President Donald Trump's namesake company and its chief financial officer are expected to be charged on Thursday with tax-related crimes by Manhattan's district attorney, the Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday. Charges have been expected to focus on whether Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg and other officials receive perks and benefits such as rent-free apartments and leased cars without reporting them properly on their tax returns, people familiar with the probe have said. Trump is not expected to be charged himself, according to people involved in the case, but an indictment could imperil the Trump Organization by causing banks and business partners to stop doing business with it and result in fines and other penalties if the company were found guilty. It's unclear what role Trump now has at the company, and the case could complicate Trump's political future. A U.S. state court overturned comedian and television star Bill Cosby's sex assault conviction Wednesday. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled an agreement with a previous prosecutor should have prevented him from being charged in the case. Cosby has served more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. He had vowed to serve all 10 years rather than acknowledge any remorse over the 2004 encounter with accuser Andrea Constand. The 83-year-old Cosby was once beloved as quote-unquote America's dad. He was convicted of drugging and molesting the Temple University employee at his suburban estate. He was charged in late 2015 after a prosecutor used Cosby's newly unsealed damaging deposition from her lawsuit, arresting him 3 days before the 12-year statute of limitations expired. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. 4 more bodies were discovered overnight in the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in Florida, authorities said Wednesday, as the search for more than 140 people unaccounted is in its 7th day. The official death toll now stands at 16 after most of the building in the Miami area town of Surfside suddenly fell early last Thursday, but hopes are dwindling that the hundreds of rescuers combing the oceanfront site will find anyone alive. U.S. President Joe Biden will on Thursday visit the site with First Lady Jill Biden. The White House says they will ensure state and local officials have everything they need for the rescue effort and meet with families of the victims. Hong Kong's national security law has created a, quote, human rights emergency, Amnesty International said Wednesday, a year after China imposed it on the city to crush a pro-democracy movement. Amnesty Asia Pacific Regional Director said in 1 year, the national security law has put Hong Kong on a rapid path to becoming a police state and created a human rights emergency for the people living there. Beijing insists the legislation was required to restore stability after the huge and sometimes violent pro-democracy demonstrations in 2019, but promised it would only target, quote, extreme groups. Police and prosecutors have since applied the law broadly, with the vast majority of charges targeting political speech, reneging on China's assurances that Hong Kong would be allowed to maintain its key liberties and autonomy after its 1997 handover from Britain. Amnesty released a report a week after pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily was forced to shut down following the arrest of its senior executives and lead editorial writer and a freeze on its assets. The last German and Italian troops returned home from Afghanistan to low-key receptions on Wednesday, nearly 20 years after the first soldiers were deployed. Their withdrawal came after many other European allies pulled out their troops without much ceremony in recent days and weeks, bringing the Western mission in Afghanistan close to an end as the United States' own withdrawal looms. While announcements from several countries show that the majority of European troops have now left, there was no update from NATO on how many nations still have troops in its mission. Germany publicly announced at the end of its nearly 20-year deployment in a statement and a series of tweets from the defense minister late Tuesday evening, shortly after the last plane carrying its troops had left Afghan airspace. 3 transport aircraft landed at a base in northern Germany on Wednesday afternoon. Troops in masks lined up on the tarmac for a brief ceremony, but the military dispensed with a bigger reception because of the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.